Hi, and welcome to the Land of Eem podcast. This is our actual play of the Land of Eem tabletop role-playing game created by us, Ben Costa and James Parks, and featuring our pal, George Higgins. Land of Eem is a creative-focused, easy-to-learn tabletop RPG that was inspired by our book series Dungeoneer Adventures from Simon & Schuster and Rickety Stitch and the Gelatinous Goo from Random House. You can find out more about the Land of Eem at landofeem.com. Hope you enjoy our adventures.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Saxophone.
Hey there. Hey there, buds.
What's shaking my collective bacons? Welcome to the stream.
This is episode 9 of season 2. Okay.
This is episode 9 of the season 2.
Of the Land of Eem RPG, The Adventures of Riley and Galen.
That's us.
Oops, yeah, sorry. So what's on the docket for today? Well, I'll answer you.
didn't even give me a chance to talk.
Didn't
guys
even have a chance.
Are at the last tree.
Someone's going to die.
And I don't think you're staying there. Didn't seem like it.
No, we've got places to be, but we learned some interesting stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me see my notas.
The notes of Georgie.
Oh, yeah. I just mostly remember going through Edenhorn. And
we had that verbal altercation with some Edens when we were camping, which is hilarious and fun.
We met Reming Krug, a dwarg bandito who is no fan of the Riverwatch.
Indeed.
Yeah, he actually promised you a little treasure trove.
Yeah,
we've got a treasure trove that's on the way to the Great Slough.
Yeah, we'd have to go straight north as opposed to a diagonal, but it's still possible to get.
Before we fail our mission.
It's like 11?
Nine days? That's a long way.
You're going to have to watch the video again. I don't know about that.
Did we say 12 days or something?
Got a book?
I think we started at 12, right?
So it's been 3 days.
It's been?
Wow. I don't think we're going to make it unless we get some good rolls.
So you're saying we should just take the Eagles straight to Logjam?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not saying that at all, no.
We do get to move faster along the Great Slough, though, correct?
Let me see.
Safer?
Technically.
I think you have plus one to your travel checks. If you were to hitch a ride on a wagon, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
That's no guarantee.
We might be able to catch something coming out of Fort Bulwark, but yeah, it's no guarantee. Should we head?
We know where the treasure is, mm-hmm. So we could go back for it.
Yeah.
We could just mark it, like X marks the spot, you know?
I mean, Remy says it's not going to be there. They're gonna go back for it soon enough.
I look Remy dead in the eyes and I say, how many hexes away is it?
Two, right?
Look, I already told you, okay? We're talking 6 miles, but, you know, 6 miles back then, or 12 miles, I'm sorry. We're looking at 3 hexes, okay? 18 miles.
Is it like 60, this one? No.
It's this here. One.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Gotta say we go for it.
I say we go for it. Let's just go for it. The Great Slough is right there.
James, I love you because our minds are like in tune as far as treasure.
Yeah.
Treasure.
Yeah. Treasure.
You can't measure the pleasure that
I get from this treasure.
I'm going to try with my measuring stick. Measuring stick. So we, well, yeah, I think that last time we did kind of spoke with, was it P. Mitty Wapdiddle? No, it was Icky Lundy. P. Mitty Wapdiddle is the only one I can remember half the time.
Yeah, always.
Ichabod Lundy. Yeah, so we spoke with Icky, and he says that there may be some greater thing and solving the logjam issue, and Justina Brink might actually help in some way, right? So we're going to investigate that and come back.
I don't think that was what you guys talked about. You talked about getting
quick,
a dry
use
a
creative
heart.
Power to make that true, George.
Oh God, that's right. It's been a week. It's been a long week.
Last week, you used a creative power to make.
Yeah, it has to be given. Yeah, is that not a thing? This is how we go through our recap. If it's the first time joining us, I stumble through my false memories, and Ben corrects me. Yeah, so I use a creative power to say that a dryad heart could do it, but only if given freely by a dryad.
That's correct.
Where did I not write this down? I usually write this stuff down.
I generally rely upon your notes, George.
Yeah.
Me too, dude.
I know. This is unfortunate.
The dryad heart, though, I remember that.
No, I 100% remember that. Did I put it in the Icky Lundy section? Anyway.
Ichabod Lundy.
But there was another area, maybe just didn't save. There was another area where we could possibly get it from.
The Stump Witch.
Yeah. Maybe I'm making this up, but was there a dryad in River Country?
We thought we would be able to. Bubble Top, right? No. Why do you need carbonated water? to get the stain out of her stupid dress.
But that did not come true.
That's not true. It was a field role.
I'm sorry.
You don't know exactly where a dryad in River Country would be, but they're.
Oh,
but it's worth a shot.
Supposedly is one.
Yeah, I had put it in a different section, not chronologically. I'm sorry. I have my notes. I'm fixing everything. All right. Yeah, versus persuade a river dryad in the River Country. Yeah. Or this Stump Witch up north. Okay. I'm sorry. But all I know is that we're going for that treasure with reckless abandon.
If I recall correctly, I think this is like the first part of the day. So like the next travel check will be the end of the third day.
Okay. Yeah. Cause we had arrived here after that night of raucous etin hollering, as it were. So to kick things off, I'm going to roll a travel check. That's a niner.
That's pretty good.
Nothing could be finer.
And rolling a nine.
Success. Success.
Indeed.
That means you can search for some resources if you'd like.
I'm going to channel my inner goblin resourcer and search for some, you know, mats, some crafting materials. I believe it's a wilderness check. That's also a nine.
Nice.
Nine.
That's very nice.
Bernard is with us.
I'll let you control or dictate what that means.
Opening up my rule book. I'll figure it out.
All right. So you guys make camp here. It's a chilly night out in the used to be forest. You hear howls from Ettenhorn, and you also hear howls that seem to be coming from the east. Sound like wargs.
But so, they're nothing compared to the howls of my stomach.
Yeah, what are you guys eating?
I look over at Riley. Well, what's for dinner? I can cook
up some salted meats.
I hand her two materials that we got from my rummaging. Salted meats again?
That's all we've got.
Come on, girl. We need other food here.
We ate all the worm bread. Or the bandy clamp bread.
Yeah, I was like, worm bread. That explains the worms I have.
I'm gonna feel so hot.
Oh god.
Roll a d8.
Yeah.
Hey folks, just want to take a quick moment to thank all of our supporters on Patreon. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to make this actual play a reality. So if you're a fan of the podcast, the books like Dungeoneer Adventures or Rickety Stitch, or the Land of Eam TTRPG, know that Patreon is the best way that you can support us. Thanks again, and let's get back to the adventure.
I mean, we weren't damaged much to begin with or anything, right? So it's...
No, I rolled to use a ration.
Oh, so you use the ration is what you're saying.
Yeah. Down to one salted meat.
Saul Goodman.
Salted.
Ooh, we're in the used to be forest now. Let's see. Roll d12. While y'all were salting meat, I was rustling up a goblin alloy. So I that'll might be useful later. That was what I obtained for my random elemental item.
That's cool.
Nice.
Goblin alloy, goblin alloy. We start settling in for the night, and I look over at Riley and I say, Riley, are we like super greedy or something? Like, it's the right thing to do. Like, I want the treasure. You want the treasure too, right?
I mean, yeah, I think you might be right. I think we are kind of greedy.
But is it a bad thing? I mean, it's making us powerful.
Not if it helps us, not if it helps us defeat the Sarpathy, ultimately. Right?
And we need more tools like this, and I hold up the flaming axe in my hands, indiscriminately cut through something metal, and then put it away. The day's almost over. I might as well use my once per day ability.
Session, wow. Baby. Session.
Once per session, man.
So you used it, and
now, yeah. Now we will not be able to fight the iron golem.
Super awkward. Super awkward, guys. But big boy rules, you know, I took my finger off the chess piece.
That's funny. A callback. Yeah, I'm just concerned we're not going to make it to Logjam.
I mean, we haven't failed in any of our quests so far. But we have meandered a lot. There hasn't been a time limit on anything.
I roll my eyes at him.
I can't see it because it's in the dark.
I think that taking the Great Slog will be the fastest way. We just have to watch out for bandits.
Well, and then I put on my Helm of the Bulwark. I say, I can take care of the bandits. And then I have to take it off again.
Well, how are you going to take care of Riverwatch in River Country? Have you ever thought of that? You better come up with a plan.
Is this Remy talking?
It's the dwarg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's my name.
They all sound the same. I couldn't tell if you were, you know, who's with us? Mindy. You sound just like Mindy.
That's not true.
I say, well, the Riverwatch, I know you're no fan of them, but I don't think they've ever caused me any trouble.
It's true. He's a fellow lawman. Maybe we can... you know, use that as our advantage to sneak on through there.
You really got the veil pulled over your eyes. You know what I mean? It's just like they're corrupt. It's like thieves against thieves. You know what I mean?
I that's not possible. Like, I think that Galen might have grown up seeing the River Watch as like a more heroic organization in River Country.
Riley didn't have the same view of the Riverwatch.
Probably knew what's up.
Thinks about the time that they visited her house one night and like asked for a bribe, and her family had to do it. It was like the Disney's Robin Hood.
Well,
I'll tell you something. We're gonna have taxes. Yeah.
Just like pouring Galen, gold out of your dad's cast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Galen had a slightly different view of it. He just assumed that they needed funds for the Riverwatch ball and that his parents were making a donation, you know? It seemed appropriate to me at the time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, typical bulwark material of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see it's very true.
Anyway, you guys are going to have a rude awakening.
Yeah, very least, maybe there's a reward for you and we can collect it, I say jokingly at him.
but not jokingly.
He's like about to pull out a knife.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We're all friends here. We're all friends.
Yeah, but we don't make jokes like that out here, you know what I mean?
Look, all right.
Jokes are the least of our concerns. We've got to get to the Great Slog.
All right, well, better get some shut-eye.
I say, wait. We've arrived. Oh, no, are we one? No, we're one away. I take it back.
One away.
Okay. Yep. I say, and Galen, like, settles in for the night in his bulwark helm, still dreaming of being a bulwark. Wondering if the River Watch is really as corrupt as they are.
I'm going to glance over at Crazy Ernie. And like, he's like sitting quietly on the other side of the fire, tweaking some sort of like bear trap that he's like concocted out of things he's collected along the way. That'll help defend the camp.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning, there's 40 bear traps strewn about. Crazy Ernie's passed out on the floor, like giggling to himself. Anything happened in the night, Ben? I saw you rolled a 6.
No. You wake up to a jackal rabbit caught dead in the trap.
I will collect it for tomorrow's dinner.
Amazing.
Well, look at that. It's good stuff right there.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
You hear a snap from deeper in the woods and a scream. We go running over and it's Mindy, who's somehow white as a sheet. She says, I was just going to the river to wash my dress, but there are bear traps everywhere. I almost took my leg.
Crazy Ernie like lights up a cigarette. Like, oh yeah, you gotta watch your step out here.
Yeah.
There are no rivers either, toots.
But there's always how am I supposed to wash? I'm miserable. It's dusty out here.
Crazy Ernie turns into this scumbag.
Yeah. Hey, toots, you know.
He's a smoker and he's calling people toots.
God. All right.
Sorry. It just fell that way. That's where it landed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But sun lights up. That means I'm going to sleep. He like hops on your
tortoise. Yeah.
Gets too comfortable.
Yeah. I at first it's like off putting and then I shrug my shoulders and tuck in the crazy old trap maker with care.
Good night, sweet prince.
That'll do, crazy. That'll do. We get this show on the road. You want to make the first travel check to get to where you go?
I will. I'm blessed by Bernard.
Bernard! 12.
Boom.
Bernard smiles upon thee.
12 is a discovery.
I discover this treasure is one category better than you promised it'd be.
Wow. It's a relic in there. We'll finally get that XP for finding a relic.
Let's deal with that like after you stop at the
typical court. GM move, meaning it's not going to be as easy as we think it's going to be.
No, I mean, it'll be the second part. You're stopping at this hoard in 1410.
Yeah, so we're going to move up here.
Got it.
I'm actually being quite benevolent, George. Okay, I could say, oh, you got to look for it in this hex. You know?
Oh, wow. I'm being quite benevolent.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel it. Let it wash over me the blessings of the Costa. The GM smiles upon us today.
All right.
Remy. Smug. He's getting smug.
Remy leads you over to the spot. He's got a little piece of paper in his pocket. He's like looking around. It takes, you know, an hour out of the day to really pinpoint the location, which is just in this entirely flat plains area.
That's what makes it so difficult.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing to mark the areas are like a few stumps here and there.
Yeah. I see one of the landmarks he has written down is like a dung pile. And I look at him and I say, look, Remy, there's this whole place is like dung piles as far as the eye can see. Why would you use that as a frame of reference?
Look, I don't know. It was there. You know what I mean? It was big, too.
But the beetles come along and roll it away. Wait, it was big?
Well, am I like a scientist or something?
How big?
Yeah. What? How?
You know, like three apples tall.
Three road apples tall?
Yeah. Whatever. Start digging.
Ugh. I do it. I help him dig for this treasure. And I have Riley watch our backs.
All right.
You going to make a digging check or?
No.
Oh, he's being benevolent again.
No, you may dig. I'll allow it.
Get a free dig.
Once you get possession, dig all.
You get three materials. Okay.
Ooh.
Five mundane items.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two components. You will also have to roll your treasure hunting thricely. So one of you will do it twice.
You said two components?
Just remember, Mitch gives us plus 10.
God.
Gives you plus 10.
Yeah, gives you plus 10. So maybe you should roll it. And or should we save our... Yeah, I don't want to pull out our map in front of this guy.
Yeah, that's... It's still our secret.
So there are two magnificent items and one magic item that you can roll on.
Amazing.
All right. D-Hundo.
Well, that would... What it does is increase the, what am I trying to say here?
The threshold you have to hit?
The threshold, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Does it have to be under, what is it, 10 times your level? No. I'm getting my system.
No, it depends on the horde.
Hordak.
So, you do it.
Nice.
Was that the what item?
Magical.
Okay, and George?
What am I rolling for? The Magnificence?
Well, one of you has to do two of them.
Oh, I'll roll 2d100s, that's fine.
I mean, James can do two since he has the better...
George did already, it's all right.
Sorry.
You find nothing.
Yeah, dang it. Big boy rules. No, that's fine. I say, this isn't, I mean, there's like this one nice thing. I can roll the mundane items, I guess.
Yeah, roll five of those, James. Roll a D2 hundo.
D2 hundo.
That's the lingo using hundos. Not to be confused with Hondo from Top Gun.
Clone Wars.
Also, was there a Hondo in Clone Wars?
It's in there.
I don't know. I didn't watch Clone Wars
yet. Cartoon.
Yeah.
How do you roll a D200 and roll?
Slash roll D200. Space D200. We're used to analog world, you know.
152. 152 and an eighth.
You're standing on it, dude.
Never pay for price for late pizza. Sorry.
You find this yo-yo.
Ma.
You find a yo-yo.
That's cool.
It's the second time we've gotten an umbrella. A yo-yo? Yeah,
you can make a lore check to see what it does.
You want me to lore it up?
Yeah, go for it, man.
It's 14.
Whoa.
Nice. I say, I've seen things like this before. They
used to be mine. Them and,
yeah. Galen's lost yo-yo.
maybe you saw this person come through your town at one point. This is called Pulmo's Automatic Yo-Yo, and it does tricks on its own and is sure to draw a crowd.
Whoa, that's awesome. Pulmo?
P-U-L-M-O.
Amazing.
Pulmo the Magical Fool enchanted this yo-yo to take the stage long enough for him to take a quick break.
Oh, this is like his intermission thing. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. I love it. Galen immediately gets tangled in it. He shrugs and hands it to Riley.
It immediately untangles itself as if it were a trick, and it looks amazing.
That's so cool. Talk about the ultimate distraction item.
Yeah. I love it.
It's like walking the dogs, walking itself. Whoa!
Yeah. That's what we call off leash, you know?
Yeah.
Off the leash.
Reming seems like kind of disappointed. It's like, a yo-yo? That's it?
It is not just a yo-yo.
Yeah, there's a couple of materials in here, and
Here you
go, and I hand him the umbrella.
Yeah. cross that off the list.
Wow. An umbrella. Is it, like, super or something?
Yeah.
Awesome. I wish we had it when we were going through all that bad weather and drippy downs.
And I say it's intact, which is a lot more than you can say for most umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cauldron looks nice.
If you're smaller, you could use it as a flotation device.
I guess. I mean, it's sort of a letdown for me, but...
Put you back in this cage.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Actually, no. George, the cage might be a great way to sneak into River Country. We could put him in it and act like he's our bounty.
Possible, and then we could collect on bounty.
Yeah.
Look, second thought. I gotta go. And
no. Stick around.
It's been great hanging out with you guys. I think we're square.
We're heading to River Country. We were just giving you a hard time, but if you want to go your separate ways, that's I respect it.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys later.
Not if we catch you first, puts Bulwark helmet on.
He starts bolting off.
He never found it funny.
Yeah. I say what? I think it's a great joke. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He's like keeps awkwardly looking back at you guys.
Oh, classic. Well, this was cool. I think this yo-yo is going to come in handy, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Change everything.
This can change everything. I've never been so excited about a magical item.
Really?
I love it.
I'm glad you are loving it.
I will move you closer. Which way do you want to go? This way?
Yeah, that's...
This is uncharacteristic of you, Ben, giving us that second...
I'm a benevolent guy.
I don't know what happened this week, but you just in such a good mood. I appreciate it. It's what I appreciate about you.
Journey, mm-hmm. You find a log cabin in a clearing. Well, this place is clear. Anyway, it's marked with a cricket banner. It's like a little picture of a cricket.
So 1510.
Huh.
And it looks like an outpost of sorts, and there's a sort of an insectoid creature that notices you and flips the close sign to open.
Oh.
Interesting.
Let's go check it out. I instinctively look down at my wrist and realize I don't have a watch, but wonder what time it is for him to have just opened, because I don't realize that he's just going to prey on us as we pass. I say, we could probably use some more supplies. You know, never hurts to go check it out.
We only have one salted meat left.
One salted meat left. Yeah, we'll you know, kind of mosey over and knock on the door. See, this is a really nicely constructed log cabin. I wonder where he got all the logs.
I like your cricket.
Yeah.
Thank you. I am Yek. You can see him more clearly now. He looks like a moth, kind of. And he's quite tall. He has six limbs, and his wings kind of drape over him like a cape.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, would you like to stay for the night? I have food, all for copper coins.
Oh, God, I wish we could, like, detect motive. I say, aren't you usually kind of a nocturnal creature?
Well, it is night.
Oh.
I elbow Galen.
Galen?
Is it? Wait, didn't we start our day at 14? Oh, and we spent a day? Or we spent, like, one leg and then ended up in 1510? Because we've only made one travel check.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Right? I mean...
Sometimes the GM giveth, sometimes the GM taketh away.
He says,
well, yes, but day. I saw you, and I thought I would open up the the inn.
I said, it's very kind of you, but we really have to make a little more progress today before we stop.
Ah, well, I do have an assortment of potions.
Oh, you do now. I say we would love to take a peek at your potion selection.
Yeah, let's take a look at your stock. Okay.
Takes you over to a glass case, and you see an assortment of potions.
An assortment of finery.
Alchemical table.
Alchemical.
Would you like some courage potion? Great for the road.
That could come in handy.
That would be amazing, actually. I say, you know, surely how much would it cost to part ways with that potion?
Well, these are silver coins, all of them.
Oh. Ooh. I look over.
I assure you that's a good price.
No, it's not about your price. I look to Riley and I say, we have two silver pouches left.
Would you be willing to trade? We have some magnificent items.
Look at this umbrella. Mm-hmm. It covers you in the rain.
Eh. That looks a little dingy, to be honest.
Watch this. I'll, like, take out my bow and, like, toss it into the air and, like, keep catching it and be like, trusty bow. Can never be dropped.
Huh. Looks a fine make. Sure.
I will trade him for a courage potion.
Your trusty bow for a courage potion?
Yeah. I've got,
a sling on.
I have a sling.
Yeah.
And cool. The sling is really good.
Can I interest you in potion of flight?
Yeah. For
made
sure.
Made from the very flint dust of my wings.
I look at his wings. It's lots of dust.
Don't sniff too close. You'll fall asleep. Why?
I might fly. Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Galen is kind of uninterested in the potions, but he says thanks and lets Riley keep doing her shopping.
Yeah, Riley's super interested in the flying. Wow.
I also have sleep powder.
Sleep powder. Galen, these are the coolest potions ever. flight.
Does that do anything for you?
I don't know. I've got these
levitation holes.
Wow.
Galen, come on, spring for the flight potion.
I say it's the group's money. If you want to spend a silver pouch on it, feel free.
I need your approval.
I mean, sure, it's fine. Galen, like, you can see, like, Galen's like, yeah, it's fine. It's whatever you need.
All right. Give him the money.
I kind of parcel out silver, like a silver pouch. Let's pray that I don't spend the whole thing. D8, right, Ben, on the silver? Mm-hmm. I don't spend it. It becomes copper. I say, ooh, all right. You know, you drive a hard bargain, but these potions look to be well made. We appreciate you being open for us.
And how about the sleep powder? You could use it, sneak past some terrible beast out there on the road. Very useful. Very useful.
It is useful.
I say, well, with the flight potion, one of us could at least fly past it.
Well, you could probably get a couple swigs out of it for both of you.
I say, is the sleep powder cheaper than the flight potion?
It's all the same.
Silver coins. Yes.
I make it simple here.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a simple situation. I'm going to pass on the sleep powder, James, unless you want it.
I guess we've bought two of them already.
Hat trick.
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Thank you for your business.
We are
in the area. Stop by.
For sure. Good to meet you, Yek.
And you.
We have to remember this hex and return to this place.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have the hex marked 1510.
Hex marks
the spot.
Okay. Pungent quest. Okay.
Hey, roll the video. Roll that beautiful pun footage.
Pungent quest. Cool. Yeah. All right. We should be on our way then.
Yeah. Is it? It's my turn? No. I feel like I just rolled it. I think it's Riley's turn for the check.
Sure.
I think it is your turn, George.
Is it?
Oh yeah, I rolled the discovery.
Yes, it is cubierto.
So this will close out your fourth day on the road.
We gotta roll
on the road again. Blah, 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 blah. That's an 11. Are
blazing through it.
It's true. Chevy Blazers.
Well, actually, it is a 12 because you're on the road again.
Oh. You're literally on the road again.
Look at
that. Exciting. That's actually really cool. I'm glad we made it up to the middle route.
This is the most successful traveling we've had in a long time.
Give it a moment.
Right when we needed it too.
Yeah. Well,
we got a long way to go.
Yeah. We have a fair amount of
long way to go.
Roll a D20.
Mm-hmm.
Roll it, Georgie.
19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to Ben, can I pick herbs along the way?
Herbs.
I don't know. Is that a yeah, why not?
I mean, it's a resource thing, right? Like the hunt, gather materials.
You find a treasure chest.
While I'm
poorly obscured by dirt and debris. I don't know if you guys already found this.
I think maybe we did.
But maybe there's another one that's exactly the same.
Yeah, a lot of poorly obscured treasure chests.
It's locked.
Then, dang it, unwanted attention. It's locked. Go on. I tell Riley to, hey, get your dynamite.
There's no more dynamite. There hasn't been for many quests.
All right, well, I'll just use my once per session ability and cut the lock off.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I kind of fire up the fire axe and I gently like carve the lock off.
There's a note inside.
To yeah. Nom.
It says, Hardy's Hideaway. Password is Pumpernickel. Ask for the one-eyed Bogroll by the name of Obi Dundee. He's got jobs for rogues like us. This might have been in a different campaign. But
I totally have had this before. This is very familiar. Password Pumpernickel. Remember. Okay.
I tell you, one thing that we need to do for the game is more discoveries.
Yeah.
It'll work. I only charge 10 cents a discovery.
How many more should we do? Like 100?
At least.
Well, just it's currently at.
Hey, Bernard. So, I mean,
hey, Bernard.
Your luck has already been blessing us.
It's already been blessing us. We've been rolling really well.
Good checks.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Thanks for joining.
Luck doesn't tank once Bernard has showed up. Like, what would that mean?
No, not possible.
It means that we have independent. Failed him.
Yeah, exactly. We have not appeased Bernard, so everything has failed. It's true.
Okay.
Oh, and then Ben, yeah. I found an herb, but I did attract unwanted attention.
Okay.
Right. Don't be works. Don't be works.
You're talking
totally don't be works
today.
Pardon me. Oh, the M1EA. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, boy.
I got ash blossom. Got urban of that baby.
So Mindy says, "Are you really going to check out that note? It seems dangerous."
I hand it to Riley. I say, I don't know. I let her make decisions about those kind of things. She's got a good nose for those things.
Yeah, what's with all these people just burying stuff and they used to be forest?
Well, there's no trees to hide in, like, you know, the tree stump holes. But there's just a bunch of, there's nowhere left.
And there's a large bandit population out here.
Yeah. They're the predominant life form.
Life form. You can see clutches of their eggs on the trees.
Yeah. Little tiny bandit eggs.
Oh, that's so stupid, but it's funny. Bandit eggs.
What do you do as you sit around the campfire? You could tell any stories, any conversations you have.
Actually, the first thing I do is ask Crazy Ernie. I say, okay, all right, Ernie, last time you set bear traps, you almost took Mindy's foot. Can we set them together and not add more traps? Or are you just going to be adding traps all night?
Yeah, this is when I do my best work. And I wouldn't want to, you know, wake you from sleep. That's just ridiculous.
Well, before you go to bed, could you, you know, in the morning when we wake up,
look, I thought we had a nice system going here.
All right, no, you're right. You're right, Ernie. You're right. I'll
you
ask
protect us at. During the day. I protect us at night.
All right. Galen does not feel like he's going to sleep as soundly, mostly because he worries that, like, as the nights wear on, Crazy Ernie's been getting more thorough, and the traps have been getting closer and closer to our bodies. Like, almost like outlining where you sleep, there are bear traps around you.
It's like actually trapping your body.
Yeah. And then, like, it makes me worry I'm going to roll over in the middle of the night and lose an arm or something.
So, Riley has a totally different perspective on this. Like, Riley finds herself staying up later and later watching Ernie, like, tinker with these traps because she's a tinker herself. And she's like, a couple of times she goes over to her own wagon and tries to copy some of the stuff he does, but she doesn't have the motor skills or the skill to be able to replicate it. So she curses to herself and goes to sleep wondering if she'll ever be as good as Crazy.
Crazy Ernie has a beautiful mind.
Yeah. What are the chances Crazy Ernie notices Riley doing this and starts to take her under his wing and, like, becomes the father figure that Riley hasn't had in a while? Probably pretty low. He has no paternal instinct. No paternal instinct at all.
I mean, you can make a charm check, Riley, at disadvantage.
Yeah, you should see if you can like convince him to teach you a thing or two. Wow.
Whoa.
Nice.
It's meant 12. To be. It's meant to be.
Heart I'm sorry, 11. 11.
Hey, come over here, kid. Let me show you something.
I'm holding a bit of Jackal Rabbit that I was bringing him to his desk or whatever, to the turtle.
As Riley walks over, you hear a loud snap and a Jesus!
Jesus
is now canon. I'm sorry.
I thought you said Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is short for Jehoshaphat, which is a bog roll.
God.
Culinary prophet. Celebrity.
Yeah. Bog roll prophet. Ridiculous. Yeah. And then Galen comes walking over. His like short buckler shield he has on his arm has a bear trap on it. And he's like, Thank Jehoshaphat that I wore this, that I wore my buckler to bed.
I'm gonna kind of take like Crazy Ernie's like side on this and dismantle it for him. Be like, just gotta watch where you're going, man. I mean, we're trying to protect the camp together. And like, do the thing to make it come off of the shield.
Galen just walks away, shaking his head, muttering under his breath.
See, these warrior types—they just don't understand the true, you know, machinations of our minds. You know,
I know, right?
Now you're awkward a shrimp, silence. Okay? So your people have given us, blessed our society with amazing technology, all right? But you got to look at it from a unique perspective. You got to think outside the bun.
Wow. Riley does. You got to think outside the bun.
You got to think outside the box, okay?
God.
Yeah,
he proceeds to show you like some ways you've never seen to use like certain gears and sprockets, and it's kind of opening your mind. At the end of this tutelage with Crazy Ernie, you will have advantage on making traps.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Unless he dies. Your time is cut short.
And you'll, yeah.
That would be tragic if Crazy Ernie died after all this.
Yeah, so the downside is you get no sleep and you are tired.
I'll be yawning as I'm leading the wagon.
So were you up all night with that guy again?
Yeah, so I can do what I want.
No, you can't. I mean, I get it. It's your thing. You love tinkering.
I do.
I
do love tinkering.
I kind of like help Riley up on top of my tortoise and tell her to take a nap in the morning, then at least so she can be fresh towards the afternoon.
Crazy Ernie and I both like snore really obnoxiously all day.
Yeah, my tortoise is kind of annoyed.
It's rolling its eyes.
Yeah.
But it's such a pro.
Yeah.
No,
it's a professional transporter. I'll make the realms check to start the day off. And it's at plus one. Yeah, go ahead.
Riley, you're not able to get a great sleep during the day. It's just you're on the road. It's like not feasible. you ain't no Crazy Ernie. That's what I'm trying to say. So for the day until you properly rest, you will be minus one to vim and vigor checks.
That's Got cool. It. I will make a travail check. Wow. 15.
Whoa.
Look at this. It's crazy.
Ernie.
It's Crazy Ernie. Make a roll 20.
Going to discover a chest. Give me a 19 watch. 15. All right. Yeah, we got to up the discovery count. Granted, it was supposed to be more rare. We're just rolling like amazing.
Well, mathematically, the thing is, it's not. It's like the most rare thing is a perilous encounter because it's more likely that you're going to have a plus. than a minus I see.
Yeah.
Grandiosity.
Grandiosity.
Sorry. I've already found this before, but I'm just going to... makes sense. You find a massive mechanical saw within...
Another one of these. Yeah.
It's another giant saw.
I'm going to mark this. Crap. Where is my sheet? I'm going to mark this, Donnie. And this is in 17.9.
Whoa, we got to bring this. This is gold.
I say, oh, we got one of these down in the crack.
The crack?
Yeah.
What are you doing down in the crack?
Oh, building the bridge.
Yeah, building the bridge.
Huh. Sounds like a death wish. I like it.
Suddenly we realize that Crazy Ernie should just come work for us in the crack and we'll become our own corporation.
Well, you know, I got a ton of high offers from corporations. Can you match their offers?
You like yodeling?
I detest yodeling.
We can't match.
Not gonna like the crack.
not gonna like the crack.
It's like echoing through the crack for miles.
The only music I like is jingles.
Oh, God. think outside the bun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only music I like is jingles.
Wow. But
seriously, we need to bring this saw. I want this.
I say, all right, hook it up to the tortoise. Wait. I say, you got to get the wheels working at least, so it's not too much for FB to pull.
We've got the wagon, too, so we've got like a mule.
Yeah.
Probably have to hitch it. Lugging this will totally slow your journey. It's like a huge thing.
But not if we fix the wheels. No, I guess even if we fix the wheels.
Let's tell Crazy Ernie that like we'll mark the spot and he can come back here and get it after we drop him off at SPL.
I don't think he's going to let this go.
Look, we're almost at SPL. We'll be there in, you know, a week lugging that thing. But who cares?
We don't have time. We've got to get the log jam.
That is so far away. Oh my gosh.
I know. We gotta haul butt. I tell you what.
We can't.
We'll sabotage it so that no one else can take it.
But do it in a way that only you guys can
repair
or something.
That
actually might convince him, huh? I can Oathbearer him.
Okay.
Well, no. Maybe you try to do yours first, James, and I'll.
I was just gonna do clues, and make up like a special firing pin that this device can't operate without, and it's so rare that if I pocket it, no one will be able to.
It's all the spork plugs, you know.
Yeah, spork plug is what I'm talking
about. It's a spork plug.
All right.
Roll it.
That is a 10. No, that's a 9. No, 10. 10.
Wait. Where did you roll this?
It's slow. It's slow coming in.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. Roll 20 is failing us. We're going to have to play in Tabletop Simulator from now on.
He says, good eye, apprentice. Give me that.
He actually doesn't
I like
even pocket
red,
it.
Red, I'm glowing. But I got an attaboy from Crazy Ernie.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go back to sleep then. That's enough excitement for one night, day, whatever.
Well, you know,
day, whatever.
back to San Lorgs. I love it.
So I keep losing our place during days. So the first. 1, 2 was the first part of the third day.
Three, four. So one more.
Yeah, this
so
was.
You should be moving here.
Yeah,
for the first part.
No, that was only one square, right? Or did we move two?
We moved already. At a time.
No. Where did we start? Oh, we were at 17.9. We started at 16.9.
Yes.
We're at 18.9.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize I had moved already. Every hex counts, you know. Amazing. So that's the first leg. Ben, remind you. So I can keep every time we get a 12 or above, we can roll a traveling check. I feel like I'm doing it too much, but I also enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know if I waver on if it should just be like 9 through 11. You can do that because you have the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're afforded the leisure. Yeah,
because 12 is you're discovering something. Like,
right. I mean, I think it's fun, but we're going to get like a ton of components, which could be good or bad for game balance. But I don't know. I mean, it's more fun for characters, and you can just choose to not do it.
Yeah, I just wonder if it like bogs down some stuff if like so many things are happening on one leg.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's up to you.
Okay, I think I'm not going to be a benevolent GM right now and say that it's just 9 through 11.
So it's only 9 through 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to refer you to page 65 of the player's handbook. It says make a travel check and get the result of uneventful to any discovery. I'm just saying. No, I understand what you're saying.
I know.
I'm just teasing. I do think that's better because but I do think it's better because it would only like you don't want to keep stacking when there's discoveries and then like
yeah.
Okay. No, I get it. So then it's Riley's turn.
Is it?
It is. No, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's you.
Benign. I'm so sorry. Wait, is it?
Oh, wait. I'll just roll it.
No, yeah, it's yours because I just rolled a 12 plus 3. I'm like,
yeah, my 9 was for the spark plug.
The spark plug check.
It's an 11.
11.
Riley, you get to search for resources.
Crazy.
Galen gets jealous.
I do. I'm like, actually, I'm so busy trying to like feed the horse or the donkey and my tortoise and like polish the shells and Riley's off gallivanting.
George, do you still have the materials. Table open?
I can.
I'm going to roll.
Yeah, just roll a d12. What are you trying to find?
Like elemental components.
Okay.
So this is the end of the fifth day.
I trust you.
Used to be forest.
I think it's going to be ash blossom again. Oh, no. Good
progress here.
Iron wooled root. We are making decent progress. Like, we might be just in time.
And you will end up at Wally's for the night, which is
awesome. Perfect.
Actually, but you have to go to SPL. Depends on what you want to do.
Oh, is that what Crazy Ernie wants to do?
Maybe I think
we can
so.
Have the discussion at Wally's over some waffles and wargs.
Yeah. You could ask him now.
Yeah.
He says, well, I mean, they're putting a lot of money on the table from what I hear from you.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea that he can help. Hey, Lightmare Shadow, welcome to the stream.
Howdy.
Ahoy.
I'm trying to remember if Wally. Mav was so Wazinski wants Ernie to help her keep SPL in check, right? Like, or as part of her like master plan to keep it going.
Crazy Ernie, I think, is more about keeping other companies from having his mind on their side.
Everyone it's wants like, to possess Crazy Ernie
because it swings the power.
Yeah, I just worry that his traps would be used against us in terms of trying to stop Destina Brink.
Oh.
What is the other option for him? Is bringing him back all the way down to Vera the Masked Magician. Mm-hmm. But she's Krogan's sons or an Unassailable Co?
She's unassailable co, I think.
She's unassailable co. And actually...
Unassailable co.
Wazinski actually promised you more money.
Oh, yeah, if we, like...
For returning him.
If we give...
And then, oh, right, and then we just asked if he wanted to do it, and he said yes.
I think he's under the impression that he's going to be paid more as well. But I don't know if that's...
Well, we'll have to figure that out.
We're going to find out when we hand him over and walk away the wheelbarrows of gold.
Last time we went there, we walked out with a wheelbarrow worth of gold.
Yeah.
Incomprehensible amount of wealth.
Oh, God, I'm so worried.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
It's all gone. We own a ship. We bought a boat. It's like buying a zoo.
We bought a zoo.
So, Ben, have we moved our piece yet? Did you move for us?
I did not move.
I moved it.
Yeah. I think Ben has been moving.
Oh, okay. It's
been, like, throwing me off, which is, like, totally fine. So, we are done for the day at 20.9?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're going to go sleep. We've had, like, discussion. I think that, yeah, I would like to just turn in Crazy Ernie to SPL and call it a day. More out of convenience than anything. And he seems to be happy with the idea.
So far.
Well, you know. Well, we can always rescue him again.
I'm happy with cash, you know what I mean?
I do. I, too, am happy with quiche.
Let's do it.
You got any quiche? I'm hungry.
I look over at Riley and say, what's for dinner?
I got one salted meat. I can cook it up.
Got a bullet in your pender goose. We have 5 rations and a Nakedonkey. I mean, we could still do those.
Yeah, roll one of the... Yeah, because the salted meats are D8.
Yeah. I'm going to roll a ration for the lizard. Keep that guy alive. Wow, this little greedy punk. I was like, hey, spit. No.
No.
It tends to eat rations.
It really does. This is like the second time. I say, spit it out. Give it. And it
eats. Oh man, that was a fresh red pizza one too.
Yeah. It glares at me, spits fire, and then runs away and hides on Claudia's head.
Claudia.
Yeah, and she like gets her feathers ruffled up trying to defend it, saying, like, no, you back off my child. It's essentially,
if you think about it, we have an enormous group.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's meanwhile, there's Claudia, a wagon, a giant tortoise.
Yeah. I gotta delete Reming from the current party listing. Reming. But we do have Claudia and the lizard. They are now a package deal. They're a fire-breathing battle chicken.
Fire-breathing battle chicken.
Yeah. Zona Imbach writes down, he says, I have noticed the lizard eyeing me. I wonder if he has a taste for mushrooms.
He do.
It's possible. You never know. We'll just delete anything.
Attaching his mouth.
Yeah, he just gnaws. Yeah, he gnaws on Zona Imbach. Night passes uneventfully.
Yeah, keep night rolling passes. Sixes.
I love it.
This is even with our across the line of beam.
TBD. TBD
would have been the hardest one.
Yeah,
like, it's amazing that we're able to. Yeah. I mean, we're focused though. Maybe the dice gods might be with us because we're focused on travel.
Well, distance. They know that we need to get there in time. You want to roll it up for your check?
Sure.
Sure.
10.
Look at us.
Man.
Look at us. You want a resource? Have a resource.
have a resource, baby.
Another elemental 6.
God,
with unwanted attention?
Yeah, that's with unwanted attention. So you increase our unwanted attention roll later. Let's see. We're at 22.9 and we need to go to 37.10. Oof. It's 15-ish hexaces. That's still another 7 plus days. 8 if we go to SPL. I love it. This is awesome. Yeah, so then we should maybe not even go to Wally's. We should just go to 2410. Actually, no, it's probably the same. So we'll go to Wally's. I need to roll. We go to Wally's, Waffles and Wogs. I'm going to roll for some fish because Wally's has installed a new kind of like little fishing like pond that they stock to bring in travelers.
It's like a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's basically Bass Pro Shop. That's a 9.
Those are cool, by the way, if you've ever seen that.
Like I've been so many times. I am that kind of guy.
Okay, you get to Wally's Waffles and Wards. It's bumping tonight at Wally's.
Bumping.
They've got amateur night on stage, people singing. there's a bard.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like a bard playing the tuba. It's actually two of them.
Dueling tubas.
They look like identical twins. You get some eyes from people, some crooked looks.
Mostly because at our booth, Crazy Ernie has begun setting up traps again. The waitress can't even get to us. What do you want, darling? I can't get to you. It's too many bear traps on the floor.
Yeah, there was like you, Galen. You also like insisted on bringing the tortoise in for a long time. There was like an argument at the door.
I say, look, she'll stand in the back. She deserves to be out of the cold.
She can't fit in here. Okay,
I can see.
She'll be fine.
I awkwardly make everyone go silent as I start pulling a table that squeaks on the floor as I slowly pull it to make room.
after Riley is done, I look back at the person stopping us and I say, fine, but I'm bringing the chicken and the lizard in.
Well, you know, don't get mad at me if they end up on a dinner plate. All right.
The lizard spits a little
cuts
bit.
Cuts to our table. And there's a chicken, a gelatinous goo, a lizard playing cards with each other. Yeah.
Wow. It's like those dogs playing cards, but those guys instead.
Bernard asks, is that one band there? I think yes. Yes, totally.
Oh, man, I love it.
They perk up. Did we name them? I don't remember.
The, like, Boggles?
I think they were Boggarts.
I thought there was Boggles, too. It's like a group.
The one that was...
They've been through so much. Yeah. Yeah, right. Chased by werewolves. Oh, the werewolf outside of SPL, which still haunts the moors between like here and there.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to get mauled on our way over.
One of them, they come over to you and like, hey, we lost our kazoo player again. I don't know where she went, but
wait,
can one of you fill in?
A new kazoo player?
Yeah. You know what they say about kazoo players, right?
Gone like a fart in the wind.
Exactly. Look, we could use one of yous, okay?
I've never done kazoo. I'm a slide whistle girl.
It's the same principle.
I mean,
the
same principles. Yeah.
we both say it in unison, and I'm like, yeah.
Look, we're on in a couple minutes. This is for a lot of bread here.
I'll
take away a pack of copper.
I roll an inspiration check, and I inspire Riley with a 13. You're going to get a +2 to your check before you roll. Or So +2 to your kazoo check. I say, Riley, you just blow, and then do the thing where it goes wee-wee-woo, you know?
Okay. I can do this.
Let me see practice.
I pretend to be more nervous than I am. I'm actually really excited to perform.
Yeah. Crazy right. Ernie like tinkers with the kazoo and auto tunes it. No.
So because you've never heard any of their songs, you have disadvantage.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
And you're making a charm check.
Five.
Do you want to use a quest point?
Yes. Wait, don't you get... do you have a bonus charm?
Plus one. Oh, wait.
And you get plus two
and
for me.
Plus two. Okay, yeah. Seven.
Max is plus three.
I'm going to use...
With a quest point. Yeah.
A quest point, I can make it seven.
Yeah, that's true.
There wouldn't be a difference. So six. Six and six. Seven are the same.
Yeah.
Success with a twist. Your performance is adequate. There are spots where you lose the beat, kind of get lost, but only the trained ears of the judges would notice such a thing. The crowd cheers for the performance of the band. So because that's the twist, gonna have to make another roll to see if your band ultimately beats out the rest of the people.
Okay. Disadvantage?
No, just make a charm.
11.
Nice. We need to think of a name for them.
This band?
Yeah.
We Bernard, should roll. What should the name of this band be?
Benny, yeah, you should roll a random thing, Ben, or at least like for one of it.
Random band names. This has got to be a table that we.
Yeah, you guys have to have.
Yeah, we'll. When we add a bunch of discoveries, we'll add a table for band names.
They call them Yakety Yaljacks, you know.
I think we should actually just have a list of, even if they're just like a D6, just like super specific, like, you know, culture and
like pop culture icons and stuff.
Yeah, just like those type of tables. Like James and I have already talked about comedians and like random joke tables.
Yeah, mostly just Carrot Top and Gallagher in various.
Exactly.
It would be hard to get away from that for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the daily life of the Mucklins.
Prop comedy, like, actually. Both of those options are prop comedy.
Bands. You know, comic strips.
Yeah.
The works.
I love it. It's good. It's good, baby.
All right. So we've got Salty.
That's a pretty good start. Salty scuff. Yep. Keep it going. And the Halifax.
And the Brave.
Oh, the Brave. Okay. All right.
I go with the Brave. And the Brave.
Squeege.
Goblins.
Oh my God.
That's actually really good. You, man,
it works out.
It really does. That's. Salty scuff and the Brave Goblins. That's them. That's canon. Yeah. Randomly generated. That's
beautiful. I lean into Crazy Ernie, who's tinkering, and I say, "Is it weird that none of them are goblins?"
I find that offensive. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, guys, there could have been goblins between all the hardship, the bandits, and the werewolves.
All the goblins in the band have gotten eaten.
There are no more goblins, just no more left.
Yeah. There were once goblins, and they kept the band name for Riley, one recognition. Of the
band members whose name is...
Roll it.
Crix. I'll just roll it.
Crix Maydean.
Braylon. He says, Riley's right, you know, the founder of the band... Actually, it was a family. Two brothers grew up with them. And they got eaten by wargs, you know, on the road. It's really kind of harrowing out here, you know? It's like these road tours, and they used to be forests. Even for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's your cut, Riley. That was great. Get a copper coins.
Th-
Thanks.
Just two cups.
If you're ever looking for, you know, kazoo player, Riley's like, you know, totally fulfilled like a lot of her dreams. This quest, she's like, yeah, really living her best life.
Yeah, listen, you want to lose this big old frog guy over here and join the band?
Nah, I think I'll stick with him.
Wow. All
right, sorry.
All right, suit yourself. I mean, it's use that cute factor, you know what I mean?
Galen immediately like puts his hand in his sword. What? What? I have to defend her? Do I have to defend your honor, Riley? unless that's what you want. I mean,
look, forget I said anything. I got to go take a leak.
Riley is like, just loves this whole thing. She can't get enough of it.
Like a
pop. Her eyes are also bigger than her stomach because she spends the copper buying like waffles for the whole table, and she's like got a pile in front of her, like it's like way more than she could ever eat.
Yeah, the lizard has eaten an entire waffle like whole, and his body is now slightly waffle shaped. Zona Inbok, instead of writing anything down, he sketches the lizard because he's going to send this drawing in to the magazine as like an illustration to go along with one of his articles. The fire lizard is malleable in shape.
We have the best table at Wally's Waffles and Wargs that they've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, Riley, you guys are hearing a rumor, and this is a real rumor from the sandbox, that Wally's been desperate for cash lately, and so this whole amateur night thing is to draw new customers, and the winner of the show actually won a magical item, but none of the band told you.
Ugh.
Wow. I mean, you know, rude.
I'm going to saunter over to the band. Be like, so I hear you guys want a magical item, but you didn't share.
Well, that's true, but I mean, you're not really, you know, we appreciate the favor.
Wow.
That's cool.
She's not part of the band. I see.
I get it. That's cool. You can keep your magical item. I've got my own. And like, I'll make the pulmo yo-yo like dance with me as I walk away, like sashaying.
Whoa.
The yo-yo is like somehow sassy in its performance.
So like, it seems magical. Like all of a sudden, like the whole place is circled around you and watching and like ooing and aahing, and you're not even trying.
I'll just like take the yo-yo, pop it back in my pocket, and like do bow to the whole crowd.
The whole place goes up cheering.
Does Riley retroactively now win the entire contest? Wally's just like, I got to give it to her.
No, but the bandmates come up and like, they say, look, that thing is awesome. We'll totally trade you this magic item for that. And they show you this buckler, and it has this like garishly painted goblin on it who's grinning.
Sorry, guys. Pomo's yo-yo is, we go way back.
Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, you guys are like fighters or whatever.
You'd be surprised how powerful that would be on the battlefield.
I mean, this thing seems pretty great.
I don't know, dude. I love
you should absolutely not give up the yo-yo.
Yeah.
Under any circumstances. I feel like it makes you too happy.
After all, you guys are the brave goblins.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're going to use it as our, like, as the drum, bass drum.
Oh, you should give it to your kazoo player so they don't die all the time. Galen says it like really matter-of-factly. He's not trying to be a dick. He's like, no, you should probably give that to the people who keep dying in your party.
Yeah, maybe you guys, I mean, like, I'm not a warrior by trade, but I've learned how to defend myself. Maybe you guys should take some classes or something.
Yeah. You know, we got to some kind of college annex that you can learn at battle classes.
All right, whatever. They walk away to their table.
What does that buckler do out of curiosity?
Make a lore check.
You know it. That's a five.
Hold on. Like, I'll do lend a hand and be like, I think I know what this is.
Nice. There we go.
What is your totes?
My totes is nine.
Nine. The total is Magoda.
Nice. You know that this is the buckler of the Goblin's Grin. What it does is when someone attacks and misses you, their next attack against you is minus one.
It's really good.
And it like laughs audibly when something misses you.
That's even better.
That's fantastic. Still can't give up this yo-yo.
No.
It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Cool. You also hear some rumors as you're sitting there and people are talking. You hear people, you know. There's a Felmog knight named Cherikor who's recruiting people in a town near Wally's called Firedamp.
Oh, okay.
George, you also hear, like, after the whole Boggle tortoise thing, that there are some tortoises that are sick and dying in Crickstop, and no one knows why.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We should check that out.
Yeah, I'll highlight that on my sheet. It'll be orange. I say, FB, I know you have family there. We can check it out on our way through Crickstop. And I kind of brush her shell. Yeah. Cool. Anything else today?
I don't think so. I think that's probably a good place to stop as you rest for the night at Wally's.
Yeah, awesome. That's reasonable. I like it.
It was fun.
It was good times. It was a good, that was a safe trip somehow.
It was like fun and safe and filled with like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
dude, like every single check was a success. There were no bumps in the road even.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a rarity.
And this is like a perilous area.
Apparently.
So they say.
Not for adventurers like us.
We're going to curse ourselves the moment we try to go through the dirt.
Next quest is going to be absolutely going to be a terrible next quest, but we had a good one today.
Yeah. It's like, I like these road trip quests. They're like fun in a new, different kind of way.
It's basically the Blues Brothers.
It's like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Let's do a little XP's.
XP Swoosies.
Did you complete a quest or objective?
No.
Did you solve a problem creatively?
What problems did we have? We didn't have any problems on the road. I mean, like,
I know. We didn't really problems. Have any problems.
Yeah, I mean, I did cut that lock off, but that's not creative. That was just using a tool.
You encountered a new creature, Yek, who is a Flinderkin.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I would say,
yeah, I love how like we were initially afraid of that guy. It's like, turns out he just owns a shop and everything's
kind of wary of him. Yeah.
Nice guy and got some awesome stuff from him.
Yeah.
I would say you had a significant encounter with Crazy Ernie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's two.
Desmond.
I think there was role-playing stuff, but let's hash it out. Like, what?
I mean, there was, like, just happened. Some...
Even if it was with, like, NPCs or whatever.
I think definitely between Riley and Crazy Ernie. Trying to remember if I really had any interactions with anyone.
I mean, you had like a opposite interaction with Crazy Ernie, like trying to get him to stop setting traps around.
That's true. I mean, I think that there was just like party banter with Crazy Ernie.
Yeah, it was like a ton of party banter.
Yeah.
It's like lots of.
Which is kind of like nice from a role play perspective, I think.
Yeah.
Like filling out even Riley and my or personalities without having to be like, oh, Riley and Galen need to have a chat.
Yeah, right, right.
You did have a chat about like.
Oh, yeah. Are we agree? Yeah, we are.
And we agreed that we were.
We rationalized it away as like it's necessary for us to be able to stop the Sarpathy. We have to like.
And then game. That was shattered when the treasure ended up being a magical yo-yo.
That's the key to winning the Sarpathy War.
I believe that at some point in the future, the magical yo-yo will come into play in a spectacular way.
Yeah. It's actually a thermal debt.
Wow. A thermal detonator.
I mean, they got spark plugs in this game. You know, they maybe they'll have thermal debts, you know.
True that.
Cool. So 3 XP.
Not profitable, but a good invention nonetheless.
I thought
it's
it was
more.
Awesome.
It's more profitable XP wise to run into trouble, but
like, it is. Yeah.
In terms of your characters' lives and you know.
Yeah, this is
your journey across the map.
Yeah, this has been good for our journey. So we're at 24 and we need to get to 37. 13, so 6.5 days. Well, it'll be 7 days with SPL. So we're probably right like on schedule to barely get there in time.
It's actually faster because you are traveling 4 hexes per day.
You've been moving us, right, Ben?
Yeah, it's 2 legs. 2 legs. I mean, 2 hexes per leg. So that's 4.
Right. Oh, 4 per day. Sorry. I keep thinking it's 2 per day. My bad. It was 2 legs per day. Yes.
I think you were just like.
We're used to Quagmash.
Yeah, 2 per day.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Quagmash is a slog.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Over mountains and stuff, you're only moving.
No, totally. Well, we still, yeah, I still worry, but you know, you're right. We are much better prepared than we thought we were going to be.
I think this is the end of the 6th day, right?
Yes.
Sounds right.
So, George, make a note of that.
Yep.
George, the minutes.
Minutes, read them back to me. All right. I have made notes.
Cool.
We're still cutting it close.
Yeah. Got a little sphincter tightening going on.
especially if you get lost.
How did that kill James? All I do at work all day is talk about sphincters. I mean, you know.
As you do.
As one does. Yeah, we got, doable. What was that, Ben? We got lost?
I'm saying especially if you get lost, it could
throw
the things.
Yeah.
We go through Crickstop. Yeah.
Yeah, are you guys going to go this way?
Like take,
I think we're going to go SPL, Crickstop, River, Logjam. Yeah, I think so. I don't think we should stop in Rascalton. Because we might run into people we know.
That's where Mindy wants to go, so you're just going to let her...
We'll get her close enough. And
then we can yeah. We herself.
No, we'll stop. You're right.
That's we can stop. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's right there. If we take the river, it's right there.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, this was super fun.
Good Tim's indeed.
Until next Saturday, mon frères.
You know what I mean? We'll catch y'all then.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Special thanks to all of our patrons on Patreon. And, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We love
you. Yeah. Session 10 next week. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Later.
Thanks for joining the Land of Eem podcast. If you're interested in learning about Land of Eem, or diving into our book series, Dungeoneer Adventures, or Rickety Stitch and the Gelatinous Goo, visit us online today at landofeem.com or ask for us wherever books are sold. Thanks again. Bye-bye.